We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Where's the weirdest place that you've lost or dropped your cell phone?
I left mine in a lift. And didn't realize it till like after midnight.
No, that's so common, though. That's
yeah,
common.
I guess.
I think I've done it, too.
Yeah.
833-287-1037 with John and Tammy in the morning on 1037 KSON. So I've always kind of wondered how this hasn't happened more to more of us. Dumping your phone in a porta potty. I'm telling you right now, I dump my phone in a porta potty. Goodbye phone.
Yeah, I totally understand that. I think it happens a lot more than we realize. Most people probably don't want to admit it. But one of us in this room right now, it happened to. Well, wasn't John, wasn't producer Jessica, wasn't producer Tanya, wasn't Tammy. Who is that giggling right there?
It is me, Amber.
Amber.
And I admit it.
I did it.
That's
that's so funny.
Tremendously disgusting. So you and the phone, this is the worst part about this story. It's not disgusting dropping your phone in the porta potty. But someone got it for you. First of all, that person should be your husband now.
Yeah, right.
Angel.
Right? Wasn't it? It was an angel that came right down from God is what it was.
So he had one of those grabber things. He was able to get it out of the porta potty. Now,
what's your phone doing out of the porta potty in the first place?
It was in my back pocket.
Yeah.
I was done going to the bathroom and I stood up.
Gotcha.
As I stood up, I heard clunk, clunk.
Are you embarrassed by telling the story, by the way?
No,
I'm sorry. Okay, all right, okay.
She shared the video, so.
And we have it on video of them fishing it out.
Yeah.
Oh, but.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. One of our coworkers videotaped him getting it out. And
well, I do want to say this. It was a fresh porta potty.
Let me say this, okay? If there's only one thing that's bigger than my fear of smells, as I am an odorphobe, it is a fear of porta potties.
Yeah.
Technical term, porta potty phobe.
Yeah.
I will avoid them at all cost if I have to, unless obviously you obviously had to use the bathroom. This was the only option for you.
Right.
And now your phone is what? How dark of a shade of blue is it?
It's actually disinfected now.
You still have the same phone?
Yeah, it works completely fine.
Yeah,
but
she had a case on it.
There's only one problem. It was in a porta potty.
But it works, and you got a new case, I'm hoping, or you're getting a new case.
I have to get a new case, yes.
But it gets even worse than this, John, because not only did she drop it in there, it got fished out. Thank God it was a fresh porta potty, so it wasn't super gross. They did put it in a biohazard bag and then into the office for Amber to figure out what she's going to do during KS1's Country Fest. Now, what happened when that phone was in that biohazard bag?
So I left it in the bag, and I went out to the concert and mingled, and then I came back. And then Chris Turner, who works in promotions, he actually fished the phone out of the bag, not realizing that it had fallen in the porta potty.
Yeah.
Because he heard it vibrating and ringing. He's like, whose phone is this?
Right.
So he just went in.
He opens up a bag that says biohazard right on it.
Well, that's what you get for being nosy. Not your phone. Don't answer it. What's he doing?
But describe his face when you said, oh my God, that was in the porta potty.
Oh, no, he lost it. He was like, oh my God.
So wait a second. He touched the phone.
That had not been cleaned yet.
That was right fresh from the porta potty. The claw that took it out into a plastic bag marked very clearly biohazard. He ignored all that and just grabbed it and put it to
grabbed
his face.
It all willy-nilly.
Did he put it to his face?
I hope not.
Oh God! This is the worst story I've ever heard.
Oh God!
This is horrible.
Can I add on to the story? It also contacted all my emergency contacts when it was like submerged in water. It like called 911.
Right.
And when it did
or maybe it was when the guy was fishing it out. He pushed a button because he did have that little claw thing to pick it up.
That's true.
And what?
Either way, so there was like a couple ex-boyfriends that were my emergency contacts that I was like reaching out to them, and I had to, through the biohazard bag, like text them saying, no, I'm okay. My phone just fell in the porta potty.
Because
it was so bad.
It sent them all a text message saying, Amber needs help. Amber's in trouble. Yeah.
Meanwhile, the boyfriend's like, sure, it fell.
Yeah, exactly.
You just missed your sweet daddy, didn't you?
So that's a friendly reminder to go in and recheck your emergency contacts.
Yeah, right.
No. Oh, it's a reminder to not dump your phone in a porta potty.
Don't put it in your back pocket.
833-287-1037. Weirdest, grossest, strangest place you've dropped or lost your phone. Kelly is an IB. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you? I'm actually a little nauseous.
Don't be nauseous. You're going to laugh, though. I was so proud. At the end of September, it was going to be my birthday, and I'd never seen a country concert.
Okay.
So I won tickets from you guys to Jason Aldean. And I went to the concert, took all this video, met all these cool people, had all these pictures, and went into the porta potty after a few of those, one of those fireball shots. And I dropped my phone in the porta potty at the Jason Aldean.
Oh, no.
And
is that where it still is?
Yeah.
No, my girlfriend was like, get in there and get it. I was like, that's disgusting. No, it's gone forever.
Oh,
get
man.
In there and get it. That
wow.
sentence makes me want to throw up.
Right?
So when you guys posted that, I was literally dying.
I bet.
That happened.
I'm sorry that you lost all your phone stuff, though. Yeah. That's a drag, man.
I lost everything. And you know what was interesting? About a week later, I drive Lyft occasionally, and I picked up the lighting guy for Jason Aldean. So I gave him my contact info, and they were going to hook me up with a new concert.
Oh, nice. Wow, that's, cool. that's yeah. sweet. That's awesome.
I wonder how many phones the dudes that suck those porta potties
yep,
out
exactly.
find.
I was just going to say that. I bet you know? There's a ton of them.
All right, Kelly, thank you for that. Sorry about that. I'm glad you did you at least have fun at the show?
I left that fun at the show, for sure.
Okay, awesome. Take care of yourself. Merry Christmas. Matthew's in La Mesa. Matthew, you ever dump your phone in a porta potty?
No, I actually dumped my phone in a bucket of chum when I was working on a fishing boat this past summer.
Oh, no.
A bucket of chum. I think if I started a punk rock band, we'd be called Bucket of Chum.
Did you leave it there? Was it ruined? Were you able to salvage it?
No, my hat was actually fine. It smelled really bad for a couple of days, but I had to put it back on that day because it was part of my uniform that I had to wear.
For those that don't know what chum is, mm-hmm. it's like fish parts and guts that they feed for bait to get big fish.
Yeah. Wow, oh, dude.
Wow, that's a smell, dude.
Right, that is a
All
smell.
All right, thanks for that, bro. Chelsea's in Spring Valley. Hey, Chelsea.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm actually not enjoying this conversation right now.
Yeah, so my daughter's friend dropped her phone in the porta potty at the Lake Jennings park.
And, oh no!
Yeah, so she came out and she told us all about it. Like, I have to have my phone, and my kids had Subway lunch that day, so I grabbed a Subway bag and I put it around my arm and I reached in there and I grabbed it.
Oh, my God. Are you a wonderful mother?
I know.
My daughter would have been phoneless. I'm sorry. I'm like,
so it obviously wasn't ruined then.
Well, it was, but she had to have it back so that she could give it back to the
sure.
cell phone company.
Here you go. Here's my return. Sorry.
Oh, boy. What a bad day to not call in sick at the cell
right.
phone store.
Right.
All right. Thank you for that. Now, you're a great person.
Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.